My name is Rich Experience. I'm going to play some songs for you guys tonight. This first song is about one of my ex-girlfriends, which is actually not here tonight, my first girlfriend. Jeremy, look, man, you're in line, believe me.
We learn to be men together.
Exactly. We're learning what it's like to be a man. This is where she told me that I was not human. I was less than human. I was a head. A head on a stick, actually. Just someone not important, not unusual. Just someone else. Just someone else. I'm a head on a stick. I'm a head on a stick. People think I'm sick, but I'm a head on a stick. You can call me Dick. I don't care. I'm a head on a stick. I'm a head on a stick. Thank you. Hey everybody, my name is Rich Experience. Can I get some more echo on the microphone? No, I'm a food scientist. I wear this lab coat because from beyond I have come back as a musician. I am actually a food scientist. I work for Unilever right now, but I used to work for Kraft Foods. And back in the days when I used to work for Kraft, you know, I used to work as a food scientist. Foods of the future were my thing, you know, things you didn't even know you liked yet. But from your personality profile, I could tell you were going to like, you know, like 5 or 6 years in the future and shit like that. That's what we used to work on, 5 or 6 years plus, you know, that kind of shit like that. But I was there on a Friday, you know. Tonight's a Sunday, and I used to go on Sunday all the time. So it was kind of a Monday in that kind of case. But it was a Friday. I went on Thursday, which is kind of bizarre, but... It's kind of weird because I made this cheese. It wasn't really cheese. It was kind of a fat matrix. They maybe put this cheesy flavor into, and I was making vats of this stuff, just vats, but just twirling around. They were trying to figure out how they can cost reduce it, how to take the oil, the fat out of it, and just make it taste the same by putting starches or gums and shit, you know, in there and stuff, and then putting the same cheese flavor, and then you put it in a Triscuit or a, you know, something crunchy, and then you eat it and just... lubricates your esophagus. It just lubricates and it goes down nice and smooth, you know, nice and smooth, nice and smooth. But anyway, I was working there, it was a Friday, and I'm watching this vat of stuff just to spin around. I was there on time, actually. I was there on time. I went up the night before, but I made it there on time, and I started singing this little song that I sing at work, you know. It's just this little song. It makes a day go by, just makes everything a little nicer, you know. I can't listen to tunes, I can't listen to my iPod, I can't do any of that crap, you know, but I just listen to this little song, you know, just reverberated in my mind. And it went like this. So I'm singing my little song, you know, I'm feeling kind of good. My boss comes walking in. Hey, Richard, how you doing? Pretty good, Rajesh. What's up? Hey, Richard, how long you work here at Kraft? Well, I've been tending here for about 3 years now. Well, Richard, I hate to tell you this, but there's a new policy from upper management. Any temporary that's been here over 6 months is considered a lawsuit liability. But Rajesh, what does that mean? It means your job will have to be terminated. Terminated? So I'm driving my car, and all I can think about is turning the car around, driving through the front gates of that place, knocking over the vats of Happy Cheese, running over the scientists in their fucking little white coats, mixing in the blood and the guts with the cheese that's not really cheese into one big pink lubricating mess. And I look to my right. Tomorrow is the bag, the very bag that I brought with me to work that day. And in that bag were the pills that I'd stopped taking 6 months before.
Happy pills, happy pills, happy, 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 happy pills, happy pills, happy pills, happy, happy, happy pills.
Thank you. Song's about doing what you need to do when you need to do it, but it's about obedience. It's about when someone tells you to do something and you do it, you know, like your dog or cat, you know, you tell your dog, and you know, don't like grab my shoe. He grabs his shoe, he runs around with it. You take it away from him, you take it away from him. Don't grab my shoe, dog. Don't grab my shoe. You put it up somewhere high where you can't reach it, somewhere high. You look back and he's taking a pee on your jacket, you know, he's just peeing on your jacket. What are you supposed to do in that situation now? What are you supposed to do? Yeah, well, this is about a man with a pet monkey. Monkey, monkey in my suit. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Monkey, monkey in my suit. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Monkey, monkey in my suit. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Monkey, monkey in my suit. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. This next song is about cleansing your mind, about cleansing your brain. I mean, what do you do? What do you do when your brain's like full of shit, you know? I mean, if your car is dirty, you take it to the fucking car wash, man. If your brain's dirty, you've just got a bunch of crap, you know, you just got back from work or something. I mean, what do you do? How do you clean that up? How do you get rid of that? It's called brainwash. 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 How do I get my brainwash? Drugs. Drugs. Drugs, 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 drugs. Brainwash. Brainwash. How do I get my brainwash? Baseball. Baseball bat. Shock the skull, shock the skull, shock the skull, shock the skull. Brainwash. Brainwash. How do I get my brainwashed? Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Orgasm. Brainwash. Brainwash. about soap. Think 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 about soap. Thank you. This next song is about relationships. It's about people that know each other, that hang out together, that used to fuck at certain points in their lives, you know? But that's okay, it's all right, yeah, it's all right. Yeah. Everybody does that occasionally. It's not the Olympics, it's not a sport, you know? It's not like something someone does to like be good at it or something like that, you know? It's about girlfriends and boyfriends. This is about my this is a song called Girlfriend Number 8. Hanging out with number 8, having fun, I'm feeling great. I'm hanging out with the number 8. Hanging out with number 8, if you're having fun, make no mistake, you're hanging out with the number 8. Break it down now. This introduction before, but I don't think a lot of people heard this one yet. I was heading home from work, you know, just a regular day. My girlfriend calls me up. I'm like, oh my god, you gotta get here. The kids have caught a monster in the backyard. I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, it's some kind of lizard or something. Some kind of lizard in the backyard. We need you to identify it. Because I used to have a lizard. I used to have a bearded dragon, you know, and stuff. And so I'm a sort of the neighborhood expert on reptiles. And I like got there, and I like go in the back, and they've got this thing in a cage, this big cat cage. They turn upside down, you know, like a dog kennel. They turn upside down, and this thing's running around in there. It's like 2.5 feet long. It's a freaking Savannah monitor. I'm like, oh, that's a Savannah monitor. It was huge. It was found out in the garbage. The dogs were barking on it. She like grabbed some like welding gloves and grabbed the thing and like put it down in the backyard, and they put this cage over it. I didn't know what to do, so I like told them I'd offer my, you know, aquarium and they could keep it or something. And then ended up going back to the swap, you know, the reptile swap in Barrington, where everything ends up, you know. Yeah, it's where you can swap your reptile or lizard or turtle in for something new, something different, you know, or you can just go out there and hang out and just look at the many various things that people bring into that place, you know. It's really cool. There's a song about the reptile swap. Reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap.
If reptile's what you wanna do, reptile swap's the place for you.
Alligators, lizards, turtles, snakes, all kind of critters run about the place. Australian big dragons, leopards too, chameleon. The reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap,
everybody go to the reptile swap.
Yeehaw, whoop-dee-dee, reptile swap, the place for you. Yeehaw, whoop-dee-dee, reptile
you wanna do? Reptile Swamp's the place for you.
Millions of reptiles, reptiles for me. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for free. This next song's about my fiance, who I am getting married to eventually, I believe, and sometime this summer. But I used to hang out with Sparky and Russ, you know, back at the old place and shit. And we went to this after hours party. It was New Year's Eve. We went to this party, you know, it wasn't that far from where they used to live, you know. We were like, oh, Rich, we know this party, you know, you should go to this party. So we like, and we go to this party, we're getting high, we're smoking the old Hobbit leaf, you know, drinking a bunch of beer, going out there, and we like, oh, it's not that far, so we just trek out, we just walk out there and stuff, you know. I go into this girl's apartment, you know, she's got this really cool fucking, like, bottom area of the house, you know, and I'm like, oh, this is awesome, man, this is so cool, and I'm walking around, but she has this one room, it's painted all red, and all the walls are red. She has these little alcoves, and in these alcoves are these glass cages, and in these cages are dolls, but they're not dolls. I mean, dolls are cool. I mean, it's doll heads of dolls, and each one's like mangled in some weird way, you know, and they're all just like out there. And one was like cut in half, and other ones were like sewn together with twine. Other ones were melted, half melted, and their heads were like this with needles in their eyes. And I was really fucked up, and it was just freaking me out. Stuff, you know, but this guy has something a little different about him, you know. Everybody has like a little something different about him that sets them apart from everybody else, but this guy is a little different. It's something you can't control. It's like if you're out, you know, and it's raining out, and you came inside and the floor was like this, nice and clean and stuff, and your shoes made this little squeaky noise, you know, like they usually do when they're wet and the floor is dry. This guy probably makes this noise all the time. No one knows why or how he does it. He just does. They call me Mr. Squeaky, because I squeakies when I walks. They call me Mr. Squeaky, because 'cause I squeakies when I walks. All the girls, they hear me coming, and they know when I'm around. They call me Mr. Squeaky, 'cause I make the squeaky sound. This next song actually came about because I was, after the craft incident, you know, I was unemployed. And it's kind of strange because I'm used to going to work every day, you know, getting up at like, 6 o'clock and getting ready and then just going to work. And all of a sudden, I didn't have anywhere to go. I didn't have anything to do, you know, I was just sitting around. And then I was like laying there in bed. It was 8 o'clock. I was wide awake, just sitting there. And my cat comes up. He starts, you know, just licking my face. You know, it's his little his tongue that's made out of sandpaper. And I'm just like... And I'm like, you know, cat, what the fuck, you know? And he nuzzles up against me, and I'm like, man, you got a little stink to you, man. I'm like, if you're gonna lick me that fucking tongue, I'm gonna give you a fucking bath. So I put the palm olive, you know, I got that out. I put him in the bathtub and turn the shower on, just hose the fucker down, the little fucker down.
Did he like it?
Yeah, fuck, he did. Well, then after that, I had to hose down the rest of them too. Well, there were three of them. You know, I had three cats at the time. It wasn't my fault. It was my ex-girlfriend's fault. They were her cats.
Which number?
She just... Number 5. And she just took off and left me these fucking things. So I had to take care of them. You know, I mean, she knew I wasn't going to fucking ditch them or anything. You know, so she knew I was going to take care of them. Good kitty likes it, yes. Scientists out of the bunch, I mean, sometimes they think that they should, like, put you in front of the customer just to see, you know, what you do, and to have a name in front of the person that they, like, give the formula to and have somebody else copy it, you know. I will have them copy it for cheaper, you know, what the fuck. But anyway, I'm like the guy that like sits up there and makes a fucking formula. So I'm the guy that went in front of him, you know. And this one time, I was on this bus back from the White Sox game with a bunch of like Raving Brands people, you know. I was just back with them, and they had an entire case of beer on the bus, a short bus for weird things. They didn't want to stay for the entire game because they just wanted to get drunk. They wanted to go to the next bar, you know. I couldn't blame them. The night before, they went to a fucking strip bar. You know, these guys are crazy. They're like, ah, it was nuts. But anyway, they went to this, and they're like, give me crap. You know, I'm on the bus. You know, they give me shit. You know, we got the sales rep, our sales rep's there, and the sales rep's manager's there. You know, and they're just giving me crap about it. And I'm like going off. You know, I'm like, well, you know, they're blah, blah, blah. I know, what do you do, Rich? What do you do for us? You know, what do you do? Yeah, and I'm like, you know, for an instant, it just went down. I'm like, you know, you want to know what I do? Let me tell you what I fucking do. I just want rich experience right then. I just snapped. No one at work knows what the fuck I do here. No one knows I do this shit and talk about food science stuff. If they did, I'd be fired. I'd be fired right away. But at that instant, I just let it go. And I'm like, well, your company is like Rush, the band. And our company is like a big orchestra of sound, solid sound, you know. And you guys like fit in like this. And sometimes they tell me to do that, but sometimes I work on your crap and like put down less hours, so it seems like it takes less time, you know, and the fuck, man. I just let my work face just slip, you know. I just went out there and I was myself for a second. It was a bad thing. I took hell for that. I almost got fired for that. The manager guy was like, I don't want to see that guy in front of any customers ever again. Ever again. I don't see him out there again. My manager's like, well, what could he do that was so bad? Well, I let my work face slip and I just became myself. There's a song called Work Face. I got my work face on. I got my work face on. Work face on. My work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I got my work face on. Work face on. Work face on. My work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I got my work face on. Captain D still here? Is Derek still here? Derek, hey, there he is. He remembers this. Back in the old days in Naperville, back when I used to be at home in my old room, you know, I had this closet, and this closet was this little hole in the wall, this little, like, crawl space, if you will. And we used to go in there, pull this board back, go in this fucking attic space, and I had all these Playboys and shit that I stole from my grandfather just laying there and shit like that. And we used to hang out and look at this stuff. What? Oh, no, I put them in my clarinet case. My dad, one time, we were leaving my grandfather's place, my dad's like, why does this clarinet case feel so heavy? He didn't open it, but yes, Dad, there was no clarinet in there. And even though I brought it to practice, there was no clarinet, there was nothing in the, it was all full of fucking Playboys. I just took them from his bathroom and shoved them in my... Welcome to my crawl space. Welcome to my crawl space, baby. Born of dead critters all over the place. Welcome to my crawl space. So cute in your tight little braids. down into my crawl space, baby. Thank you. This song about chicken. And I don't play this very often, but since most of you guys know all my shit. I figured some of you haven't heard this one. It's talking about chicken. I used to, working at Unilever last year or something, we do stuff for KFC because we're the preferred supplier for Yum, which is KFC, Pizza Hut, and all that kind of crap. So anyway, we had this this seasoning blend, you know, and the 13 seasonings and dressings and crap, you know. The KFC has to have it tested, like, out the wazoo, you know. You put it on chicken, eat it, it tastes like fucking chicken, man. It tastes like fucking chicken. So anyway, what happened was, we were sitting there, we were eating this chicken, you know. It turned out we were eating it three times a day. We're taste testing chicken. Three breasts of chicken, three times a day. And it is difficult. It's very difficult just to chomp. You're supposed to eat the skin and the chicken. It's difficult to just eat like a little bit and just leave the rest of it there. So I'm just like, I'm chowing down, you know, three times a day, you know, 4 days a week, we're eating this fucking chicken, man. And I'm like, you know, I'm getting fat. I'm fucking like feeling kind of sick, you know, but we're eating this fucking stuff, you know, as we have to do it. And we got these panels in front of these white panels, you know, you can't see anybody else. And they hand you this chicken, you just bite into it. Then you rate it for saltiness, pepper, flavor, you know, all this other crap. Hey, man, it tastes like fucking fried chicken, for Christ's sake. What the fuck? So we got this one chicken. And I'm like, you know, I rated it a 10. A 10, you know, 5 is like medium, you know. 1 is like, is bad, you know, it's not there at all. 10 is like totally off the scale, you know. It's like, it's too much, you know, you're too much. It's rejection. So I rated this a fucking 10. I said, rejection. Everybody else is like, well, I don't know. I don't think it's that bad. I'm like, dude, this has too much MSG. Too much MSG, man. There's too much MSG in this chicken. And I'm sitting in this meeting, you know. I'm just saying this crap, you know. There's too much MSG. And they're like, well, you know, I'm like, well, this chicken I'd fucking eat, and this chicken I'd eat, but this chicken here, this third chicken, I would throw it on the ground. I would step on it. I would stomp on this fucking chicken. I would stomp on it. And I said that to them. I'd stomp on the chicken. I stomp on the chicken. I stomp on the chicken. I stomp. I stomp on the chicken. I stomp on the chicken. I stomp on the chicken. I stomp. Chicken in a can. 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 Everybody wants a chicken in a can. Why? Because you can eat the bones. 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 So I'm like, you know. Someone else goes, well, how much MSG was in that chicken? And they're like, did you, like, take into account how much MSG was already there? So, no. So it was actually triple the regular amount of MSG. And I was right. I was right. Everybody else was fucking wrong, man. I didn't know what to say. It was like somebody's, it turned out it was the test chicken they were going to show the day after that. I felt kind of bad because I just dissed someone's, like, 6 months of work. So, you know, what I do, I stomp the chicken, I stomp the chicken, I stomp the chicken, I stomp. I stomp the chicken, I stomp the chicken, I stomp the chicken, I stomp. Chicken in a can, chicken in a can. I want to get some chicken in a can, chicken in a can, chicken in a can. I want to get some chicken in a can. Why? Because you eat the bones, eat the bones, eat the bones. Eat the bones, eat the bones, eat the bones. Yeah, that's right. Anybody from, like, Eastern Europe, you know, or Russia, knows what chicken in a can is. And they do actually put chicken in a can and can it like that. And you can eat the bones because they're so supple. And you can eat, yeah, a friend of mine, Vladimov, used to work in our lab. And he had bad records and he got fired. But he used to, like, talk about how he used to chew on fucking road tar as a bubble gum. And he used to eat canned chicken as, whatever. They used to chew on road tar as bubblegum, and they used to like it.
I like.
Can I I grab another Miller Lite, please, actually? And following that, we have something else. Maybe I step on you.
Maybe
you I
won't.
Don't.
Maybe you will.
All right, just got a couple more in. This next one's about, you know, I was getting up for work, you know, I was kind of late. You know, run out the door. I just got a DUI and I couldn't drive anymore. So I was taking the skateboarding and taking the L and taking the train into Lyle. And I was like walking out the door. I didn't have time for breakfast. And I like came out the door and I was like walking across the sidewalk and I saw this little lifesaver, you know. And I looked down at it, I'm like thinking, no lifesaver, you know. I looked down, there's like all these ants just crawling around, just swarming around this lifesaver. I'm like looking at it, you know, and this little kid comes walking by with his mom. He was on his way to school too. Well, not work at school and whatever. But he looks at it, he pulls over on his mom's arm. He's going to step on this fucking lifesaver full of fucking ants, you know? He's going to step on it. You know, his mom pulls him away at the last minute. He just pulls him away, and he's, like, just hanging there. And I'm, like, thinking, you know, maybe I should step on it.
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you.
Back from work, you know, same day, different time. I'm like walking, it just stopped raining. The sidewalk is all rut, you know, and these little worms are just crawling across, you know. I'm like, worm man, why are you doing crawling across the sidewalk? Why aren't you like underground, hanging out with your little wormy friends?
Maybe I step on.
Here comes my cat. Comes lays across, you know, my feet, you know. Rolls over his back. Looks at me with those big green eyes.
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step.
The song goes out. Now let's all take a big swig of beer, my friends. This song goes out to my old car, horse mule 4. It was a horse mule 1, a horse mule 2, a horse mule 3. This horse mule 4, it came to me when I needed it the most. I didn't have a lot of money, and I bought this car, and I went through the engine, I modified it a little bit, you know, I put a better cat back, you know, and I cold air injection kind of thing on it. And for a while, it was the fastest four-cylinder fucking car in Chicago for a while. It could beat any fucking Civic, you know?
Hey, wait a second.
Yes, Derek, yours included. I like the skateboard. I like the skateboard fast downhill between clones and cones and shit, but that car was made for fucking speed. It was a Ford Escort. It was the fastest Ford Escort and fastest four-cylinder in Chicago. It didn't look like it, but I could beat practically anybody with a non-turbo car. at that point. It's called skateboarding. Mention Rick's experience. Woo! I have CDs if anyone wants them, they're free.
Website.
RickExperience.net. All the music from tonight will be up there. I guarantee you that. You can download all